Hello and welcome to the B Team podcast. My name is John Macy. Tonight I am joined by Milo.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Josh Krubner.
I was in the Amazon researching spiders with her mother before she died.
And if you don't already know from that wonderful line reading that was probably actually better than any line reading Dakota Johnson gave, we are here to review Madam Web. Starring Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Adam Scott, Emma Roberts, some generically Middle Eastern looking guy. Okay. And directed by S.J. Clarkson. I decided to rent this on
generically East Middle Eastern looking guy you actually saw in Napoleon. And he was TV show. Oh, you didn't? I got my hand on
no,
this.
I watched
going to watch it this week at some point.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going
but
to.
He was also in a little TV show known as The Serpent. It's good stuff.
Oh, that's on Netflix, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually worth watching. Yep. It's really good. Jenna Coleman.
Yeah, I might have.
In that well.
Yeah. So this is the latest in the Sony Spider-Man universe, I guess. The
comedy of the year.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Let me put it this way. Technically, as they told Dakota Johnson, it's technically a tie into the MCU.
It is.
It's arbitrarily set in 2003 so that they can make it about Tom Holland Spider-Man, even though they never say his name.
Okay.
But he's so in the movie.
Here's an interesting... Well, we'll get into it. But, this is essentially taking a very, very minor Spider-Man character and trying to build a movie around her. My prime argument would be that the first way this movie fails is by casting Dakota Johnson, because she's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like, she is in literally everything I've ever seen her in. I'm going to try to do... I know I always say this, but it never ends up...
Probably isn't much.
I'm going to try to do a two-sentence version of this plot, because I think a lot of the things we're going to discuss are going to come out of how dumb a lot of this shit is. We start...
Sentence more than the movie.
More than the movie gave it.
It's not a very simple plot.
Yeah. It's just the way it's presented is kind of convoluted. So, we start in the 1973 Peruvian Amazon with... I forget what her... Constance Webb, a researcher of some sort, who's looking for a particular breed of spider. And
CGI.
Yes. And she is her bodyguard or manservant guy is named Ezekiel Sims, which is the least Middle Easternish name I've ever seen in my life. But this guy is played by, Tehran Fahir, some sort
of... Well, Ezekiel Sims is a real Spider-Man minor character from the Straczynski.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that because I think that's relevant to the discussion, and we'll get into how they butchered that character in here too. Not that he's humongously important overall, but Miss Webb is looking for a particular spider because it's believed that the venom has like regenerative properties of some sort, and that it will be able to help with a lot of disease research and such. So,
but no one's ever caught this spider, and there's also a mythical race of Spider-Man people that live in the trees.
Yeah, yeah. She also believes there to be this weird tribe of like spider people that are like protecting it, I guess.
Which there are, even though no one has ever found the spider.
Yeah. So. She finds the spider, and then this Ezekiel guy, like, tries to take it away from her and ends up shooting her, and, so then...
He kills, like, everybody on the team, and she's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the dialogue
he says because his family died in poverty.
Yep. Some of the dialogue is so lame. Like, just that scene between him and the mom where she's like, why are you doing this? And he's like, no one helped. Or she was like, I'm just doing this to help people. And he just goes, no one, I don't care about helping people. No one helped me when my family was poor. Like,
what drives the villain, 101?
Yep, and if you thought those line readings were bad, holy fucking shit.
Wait till the movie starts.
Yep. So then we get to 2003. This movie is not set in the present day for reasons that I have no idea why.
It's also very obvious.
But I'm pretty sure Josh is going to explain it to us. Worry.
No, nothing to explain. Just that it was supposed to be set in the 90s, and it was supposed to be about Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. And then at the last minute, they were like, yeah, we can sort of tie this into the MCU, and we'll just make it 2003. Even though there are horribly dated things in it that either were not out yet in 2003 or had already come out, and they're pretending that they're new.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the first massive problem I found in my research, right? From everything I've read, now, if you've seen the ads and stuff, you know, the whole idea of this movie is that Dakota Johnson's character has to protect these other three teenage girls that are going to have spider powers in the future.
With the stolen taxi.
Yep. Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, and Celeste O'Connor, respectively. From what I had read, and the reason why you have all the stupid digressions with Ben Parker, played by Adam Scott, and Mary Parker, played by Emma Roberts, is because originally she was supposed to be putting this team together to protect baby Peter Parker from Ezekiel Sims, not protecting these other three teenage girls from him. They were already supposed to have the powers, and she was supposed to, like, train them and shit.
Yep.
So I would guess the reason this movie was heavily rewritten, reshot to not do that is because Feige probably went to Sony and said, no, you can't do that. And then they were like, okay, because he's basically stepped into every one of these. He basically on some level has stepped into every one of these Sony Spider-Man movies that they've done when they want, because they've wanted some degree of Tom Holland involvement in every single one of these movies, and he's come in every single time and said, no, you can't do that. So my guess is they wanted this whole thing where they were supposed to be like Peter's protectors, and he was just like, no, that's fucking stupid. You can't do that.
Yeah.
When in actuality, they at that point, they should have just either completely rewritten this thing from the ground up or not or done
not
it.
Made it.
Yeah. So you have this whole thing. Then we see Cassandra Webb, I assume that kid grown up, but we won't ask the question. You find out that she's been in the foster system and she's now like 30 something. We won't ask the question of how she gets out of fucking Peru as an infant into the American foster system when no one else in that fucking expedition was alive.
I mean, it worked for the chicken zombie four, and that island was overrun with Italian zombies, so I don't question those things.
We'll take that then.
Honestly, they did say it was going to be hard. The Amazonian guy, he's like, it's going to be hard, but you're going to make your way back to us.
Okay. I guess if the movie gives it to you, then sure. But well, she's a paramedic, hey, right?
Stupid, it works. It's not stupid. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
true enough. She's a paramedic, although we'll also get into how she and Adam Scott and all the other paramedics are like the worst paramedics in the fucking world. But
drinking on the job and everything.
I was just thinking about the fact that all they ever do is CPR.
Yeah.
In every situation, it's all they'd ever do is CPR, but whatever. So she is a paramedic, and she has no family whatsoever, except she's really tight with Ben Parker, played by Adam Scott. And I at first thought that they were dating, because of just the way they act with each other. And then he mentions meeting this girl who we assume is May Parker. We never see her, though. I'm assuming that's because that's one of the other things that Feige probably went in and said, no, you can't do that either. So he drags Cassandra to Mary Parker's baby shower for no reason whatsoever. Because, well, I guess we have to introduce Mary Parker. Cassandra hates families, hates her, you know, has this negative association with her mother because her whole thing is like, my mother thought it was more important to go into the jungle and fuck with spiders than be around to raise me and stuff. And I have to get into the Dakota Johnson of all this. She is fucking terrible.
Yep.
Every line reading is like dead, just like flat. Like she looks like she wants to go take a nap somewhere every time they show her on camera. It's like, oh my God, just fucking stop already. She's just really fucking bad. And I can't believe anybody thought this was a good idea. I mean, I know Sony has made some really shitty decisions with these movies, but I can't believe anybody thought that putting her in this position was a good idea. Because she just doesn't seem to give a flying fuck about any... Like, I think my favorite one, and you know, chronologically we get to it a little bit after this, the paramedics all leave the baby shower to go to some giant fire, and she ends up in the water because she's trying to get a... Or no, that was before the fire, never mind. When they're trying to get that car off the bridge, and Ben pulls the guy out of the car while she's still in there, and it screws up the weight, and she ends up in the water, and the car goes into the water, and then she, like, dies for a couple minutes, and Adam Scott pulls her out of the water, and when she comes to, she's just her delivery of, "Did I die?" is like the most soulless thing ever. And I turned the corey as we're watching this, just go like, she might have been dead this entire time. I'm not even sure I would notice.
I mean, it's true. She's awful.
Yeah. I mean, she's just so bad. Like, I don't even get what they were going for with this casting. And here's what I also don't get. And Josh, you called this comedy of the year, and I know you're sort of, you know, talking about the, like, unintentionally funny things this movie does.
I mean, this movie is start to finish unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is, like, you do have, there are at least a couple people here that have comedic chops. Like, Adam Scott's fucking hilarious. And, like, he has moments, but it's, like, everything is so... Even, like, Mike Epps, like, the boss paramedic guy, like, I don't like his stand-up or anything, but he's at least a funny guy. And, like, everything in this movie is played so straight, and it's so, like, why? Like, do you not realize the actors you have here and the directions you could take this in if you actually use what they're capable of? Like, I don't get it. It's just so morbid. Not to, you know, invoke Morbius or anything. Which, weirdly, I would say on a certain level, this is better than that, but not by much.
It's really not that hard to be better than Morbius.
No, it's a low bar. It's absolutely a low bar.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't get, like, why, what about... And this also has my other big thing that I can't stand, and this is where I'll stop because I've been going for a while, but it has all these setups for a sequel that is actually, that if they did it well, would be way better than this movie actually is, but because this movie is a piece of shit, you're never going to see any of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is like one big prequel to a Spider-Verse event movie that's never going to happen.
Yeah, or like... A Madam Web 2 where she's the leader of this team of, like, spider chicks. But yeah, you're never going to see that because, like, you know, this movie's terrible, so they're never going to do that. And, like, you know, I just don't get the thinking. Like, why not just start there?
And I don't get why this exists, why they do any of these things. Like, you know, it's like when you hear these breaking news reports, they're going to make a Silver Sable movie, and everybody's like, oh, that'll be great. I know who that is. And I'm the one that's like, why? Just don't. No yeah, one wants a fucking Silver Sable movie.
Only like 80s comic book nerds know who that character is. Like, why would
And they don't want that movie.
No, no, I don't. I really don't.
I mean, to sum up the plot of this movie, it's Ezekiel Sims has visions of the future where these girls are going to throw him out of a window. So he wants to stop them, but he's terrible at it. And he keeps discounting Madam Webb, who is the one variable that he doesn't see coming that is obviously interfering and keeping them safe. And he's like, I have no quarrel with you.
I don't know who you are, even. Like,
he also has a machine that can, like, replicate images from his dreams.
Yeah, that was retarded, by the way. Like, when he has the NSA person, like the hacker working for him, and then he's like, he's able to draw out of his, like, he does like a hand drawing out of his dreams of like what these three women look like, right? And she's able to run it through a computer, de-age it, and they look exactly like Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, and the other one. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I doubt a technology at that level exists now, much less 20 years ago.
Yep.
Like, my God.
Well, I mean, in truth, we don't really know what NSA, what kind of technology NSA has.
True enough. That I will give you that. That is true. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I just don't, and, you know, it does all the... I kind of feel like this movie is very much a product of the time it's set in. Like,
I think a lot of people have said that, and it feels that. I don't think it feels that way at all. Those movies were like fun; they were campy. This one isn't. Yeah. It just looks really shitty, which a lot of those did.
Yeah, this probably would have been better if they'd actually gone the camp route. Because it's kind of inherently ridiculous, and it would have been better if they'd gone that route. Like, you know, I don't get
making a superhero movie without superheroes, you know?
Yeah, there's like barely any action in this, and it's like 2 hours long, and it's like, oh my God, just, you know.
You got a guy just like an evil Spider-Man that crawls on the walls and nobody sees him except the girls. They don't know who he is, like. I mean, you go, obviously the biggest thing this ripped off is Terminator. Right. Sarah Connor's fucking Terminator once. She doesn't know what he is. Maybe she doesn't believe Reese's explanation, but she can at least tell the cops, like, you know, he's a big guy. I saw him punch through a car. Like, these girls see this guy and they're like, why is he trying to kill us? What is he? What did we do?
Yeah.
And then they go to a diner and dance to a song that didn't come out for 2 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's another, and I know we're just all over the place, because this movie defies, like, any sort of attempt to, like, do it in any sort of rational way. Here's another problem I had, okay? Now, I have to say, this weekend I also, so Corey and I watched this yesterday. But we also, and I, before yesterday, other than the one episode of Saturday Night Live she did recently, I don't think I've ever seen Sydney Sweeney in anything.
Like, she's great.
I've never watched Euphoria. I don't really care about that. I might go back and look at it at some point. But we also, we watched this yesterday, and we also on Friday night rented that movie she recently did with Glenn Powell, Anyone But You, which I quite enjoyed compared to this. And she actually is really good, right? But I found myself questioning, like, and I know this movie was made like 2 years ago, right? That's been sitting on a shelf for 2 years before they put it out. So I even kind of looked at it going, and maybe I would, maybe I was kind of poisoned by the fact that I've seen her in something else very recently that was totally different than this, but like, why was she the one that was, A, why was she playing high school? I just don't buy it. Even though she got to be famous on a high school show, I guess. And then the other thing is, like, she's playing, like, the reserve nerdy one. I'm like, wait, that's just, no. Like, if she actually could bring some personality to something where it wasn't, she wasn't trying to do that, play like the mousy one. And I was just like, okay, this is lame.
Yeah, that was stupid. Like, she has that one moment where they're dancing, she takes off her glasses, but then she puts them back on when she gets yelled at. Like, you know, like, they went out of their way not to just put clothes on Sydney Sweeney, but to, like, downplay her and take away her whole personality. Like, you know?
Yep. I mean, none of the not three of them plan. Are none of the three of them are particularly good. I mean, Anya's passable. And I mean, she's gonna be Hawkgirl and Gunn's Superman Legacy, I guess. So okay. So yeah, I mean, this whole thing is just like, you know, she collects these three teenage girls who are going to have powers later, but right now they're just three insufferable weenies who just kind of stand around and do nothing.
Yep.
And yeah, it's just. You know, and here's another one that I know I'm hanging up on, like, logic things that make no sense, but none of this movie makes any sense. At one point, Dakota Johnson decides, I have to go to Peru and figure all this shit out.
Yep.
So, years after 9/11, after it's public knowledge that she's a kidnapper, she's able to get on a plane
with
and
the stolen taxi that she's been driving for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, she's just able to call.
Oh, it's also airport. And it's wrecked. The taxi is wrecked.
Yeah,
it's what
for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because she slammed it into the diner at that one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like they wouldn't be able to know that. Like okay. Yeah, and I just find it funny that you're right, Josh. They have a whole thing in the subway where like people see Ezekiel climbing on walls, but like. She had to have kidnapped them, even though there should be, like, photographic evidence of this guy running around in this weird costume, killing people and shit. It's like, okay, sure, I guess. Now, I was thinking about this, and I think there would at least be a way to, like, salvage this story to some degree. I mean, it's still dumb, but, well, couldn't you do the following, though? Couldn't you... Because I think the biggest problem is, like you said, it's a big giant cock tease for a future sequel that we'll never get because of how terrible this movie is. So, like, couldn't you do the thing where, like, maybe she doesn't, maybe Dakota Johnson doesn't get the powers the way she does, and some, like, they give you some mumbo-jumbo about the cosmic web or whatever, and all four of them start to get powers at the same time. Just so that the other three aren't just standing there ineffectually while these people are trying to kill them.
Right, but the reason like, that doesn't work is the minute that they get powers, they're not really under threat if they're just facing someone else with minimal powers like them. Like, the reason it works with Spider-Verse is you have, like, the fucking Moreland vampire people, and they're stupid, but, like, they're more of a threat, and they're actually, like, killing people with the spider powers.
Right. Whereas, I guess you're right, if you give them powers, then he's not that much of a big deal, is he?
And so, if you make it so that he's more powerful than them, then they're never really a threat to him to begin with. So, then you just have yet another team-up movie.
But we'd rather have a giant Pepsi sign fall on him?
I mean, okay. I did. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was great, actually.
Motherfucker spent the whole movie saying he was gonna, like, get thrown out a window one day, which I'm sure he would have survived, and then a Pepsi S falls on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the finale of this movie takes place in, like, an Acme fireworks factory. It's a work of art.
Yeah. It's something special, alright. I mean... And I will say,
this movie exists to cripple Dakota Johnson physically and metaphorically.
Yeah. The wheelchair part wasn't clear to me. Like the blinding was pretty obvious, but like, was she also paralyzed in that, or were they saying that the disease that she had actually
Adam Webb originally was like a really obscure, shitty 80s character in the comics. Madam Webb becomes like pretty much the entire focus of the animated series, and they've since tried to like revive the character. And there's like a younger version of her that is played by Sydney Sweeney character, who's no longer Spider-Woman, but it's like the new Madam Web.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of that, of course, translates into this movie. So they like literally just did the, you know, what I call the Revenge of the Sith ending, where they're like, all right, we have to set this shit up so it's in place for this sequel. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. I guess I just, that's my whole thing with this. And a lot of these, not necessarily, and obviously the Marvel things have done this for a living, like set up sequel, whatever, but there's enough security in that you know those sequels on some level are going to happen. Whereas a lot of the failed ones of these are like, let's spend half this movie setting up sequel shit that will never happen because this movie's awful. And it's like, I kind of wonder if there wouldn't be some way to get to some of this stuff earlier than,
right,
you know.
So in the comics, she's basically just a mutant that could see the future. In the animated series, she becomes like a cosmic entity, or she always was, and she's in league with the Beyonder, and it sets up their version of Secret Wars.
Oh, okay. I might have to watch that again then.
I mean, we keep telling you, man, it's great.
Yeah. I think when X-Men 97 hits, I'm going to start getting into more of that stuff again, which actually I think drops tomorrow on or
sometime the 20th, tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, something like that.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been in on the pitch meeting for this.
Well, I mean, the story is that this is one of the things that suffered like endless rewrites, reshoots, studio intervention. Supposedly there was going to be more with the girls having actual powers. But we don't know what the hell the actual pitch for this was, what ended up happening.
Yep, I would love to, you know.
This is the movie that is being known as the movie that Chris Stuckman wouldn't review, because after he became like the ultimate fucking shill, he decided he's not going to negatively review movies anymore, which, of course, in doing so is an automatic endorsement of, I hated this movie, don't watch it. So he did a whole review about how he likes the director. And I actually like this director too, on Jessica Jones. She was great. But I don't know, she can't handle something of this scope, or the studio was that involved. The people who wrote the script are the people who wrote Morbius, Dracula Untold, and a bunch of other crap that's just awful.
Ugh.
And like there was no saving this one. It was just terrible through and through.
Yep. And S.J. Clarkson, if I remember correctly, was at one point the first director assigned to the fourth J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, which still has not happened and has been in development hell for 8 years. But this was just, I mean, and even like making Ezekiel a bad guy, like, okay, sure. I mean, it was basically Moreland. They just removed all the mysticism crap from it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and Milos, you probably don't know this given that you don't read a lot of comics or anything, but during a run on Spider-Man in the early 2000s, because it had the 9/11 issue, probably. So it was probably 99-2000. J. Michael Straczynski came up with this idea that there were like animal totem gods and stuff. So the whole idea was that, yes, Peter Parker was bitten by a radioactive spider, but it was driven by this spider god who wanted to have a representative on Earth, and not just like the pure science of it that the early stuff had done. And Ezekiel was somebody else who had similar powers who was trying to mentor him with that. and it was, you know, it was fine.
Okay.
Like, I like, I actually kind of like that idea. It's just, they never really, it never really went as far as it could have, because I don't think they wanted to completely divorce it from the science of it all, but, you know, I did think it was interesting to give Peter that, like, science versus religion question, or science versus magic question.
But, well, and they, like, retconned it with Silk anyway, and it was like, oh, they got bit by the same spider.
Yep, and she was in a bunker for however many years it was, or something. Yeah, and this, you know, the other thing, too, was, like, he's able to go, at one point, he, like, Ezekiel, like, steals a key card from some woman who works for the NSA, and suddenly he's able to just give that to his hacker lady, and he's able to get into every, like, NSA thing, and nobody ever goes after him. Like, okay, sure. I don't know. Just completely misguided, this whole thing. Like, I guess I can kind of see what they were... I can see in general terms what they were going for. It just doesn't work at all. Like, you know, if you're trying to go for some, like, female-driven action movie, there's way better examples of that than this. And I just don't... And putting somebody like Dakota Johnson at its center is just like, oh my god, why? Please stop doing this to us, Hollywood, please. I mean, she's so bad, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, even if you watch, like, any of the behind-the-scenes interviews, and I mean, this is after, like, she knew the movie was going to be terrible, like, she's just fucking dead inside.
Yeah, I read somewhere that she went to the Hollywood premiere, and rather than, like, go in and sit through watching it, she went to dinner immediately. Because I don't know if I would sit through this if I worked on it.
No.
Yeah. So, Milos, we haven't left you a lot of road here. So, what were your thoughts?
No, I mean, it's all right. You guys are more worst, at least in the, you know, comic background.
I'd like to give you some room to say something, because we've just been going for 25 minutes or whatever it is. So... I'm just curious what
that's
a
all right. Especially listening to you guys talk has been more fun than actually watching this movie. So,
oh wow, that's high praise. Yeah,
I don't know about the movie.
Yeah, I also don't understand. Like, you know, I think, and Josh, I know I said this before, but I'm convinced, like, all the stuff. Why they sort of half-ass around Peter Parker and all that is, like, you can't have, you know, Feige coming in and saying, like, you can't do any of the direct Spider-Man stuff in here.
I think they have the rights to all this shit, though. I can't imagine he has that much power.
They do, but I think part of the deal with Marvel is that they've given Feige a degree of input into the outside stuff, and the one thing he said conclusively over and over and over again, and he should, because most of these movies are crap, is they've written Holland's Spider-Man into every single one of these movies, and he just keeps coming back and saying, no, you can't do that. And he has it removed. Like, they shot stuff for Venom 1 with Holland that was not used. There was stuff in the script for Let There Be Carnage where he was supposed to show up, and I don't think they even bothered filming it. I think he was supposed to be in Morbius, and they stripped that out and did the stupid thing with Michael Keaton instead. And obviously with this set in this period, he wouldn't have been in this, but I also get the sense that, like, you know, they're it's very interesting to me, like, what they leave out of here. Like, Aunt May is mentioned without saying her name, and I feel like that was a Feige thing. And Peter's first name is never given, because I feel like he doesn't want, as much as, you know, the knowledgeable part of the audience will know this, right? He doesn't want, like, the normies going, like, oh, well, shouldn't this person know Spider-Man and all that crap? And it's like, okay, no. I mean, I don't get why this was even put out. Like, with everything that seemed to go on behind the scenes with it, like, I don't even get why they bothered. Because it's just so misguided. Like, I don't even understand why they bothered to release this. And actually, the one, as a comic book fan, the one moment I had that was, that I had this, like, 30 seconds of, like, oh, that's cool. It's too bad we'll never see that go anywhere, is during the, like, the future flashes where you saw the girls in the full outfits and everything, and Sydney Sweeney was in that.
For all of 30 seconds?
Yeah, she was in that comic accurate Julie Carpenter Spider-Woman outfit, and I was like, oh, now that is cool. It's too bad we'll never see it again. Because obviously they're never going to go near any of this again. Yeah, as you say it, I don't think this would have been bad, like, if they had, like, expressly tied this to Garfield, like, I could at least see it, and then maybe if they go, oh, no, it's, you know, if there had been some way to show that it was the Garfield one, like, maybe you somehow get, like, DH Sally Field or something to show up.
Honestly,
I don't know.
It could have made sense the way they got everything. If you look at the graph or whatever, the world that it went in, it would make a lot more sense that it's Garfield Spider-Man than it actually is Holland's. And at the same time, you have to wonder, like, if I'm not mistaken, Sony still has the right to use Spider-Man, at least to some degree. Because I think they share Peter Parker with Miles. But everything else is open book, open game. So, like, my question is, why are you focusing on building all the Spider-Verse stuff without actually using any of the Spider-Man? You know, like, even if you don't want to do, you know, even if you don't want to do Peter Parker, there's, like, plenty of other options you can go with. And what's really messy is, I mean, Sony is really doing their mess anything Spider-related up, because some of these characters they could actually pull off movies for. And it's like, even when you look at the slate of what they did before and what they're yet to do with Craventer and whatever, which they already massively changed from what he is in the comic books, and people are freaking out. Like, even Madame Web is like, I'm not familiar. I read some of the Into the Spider-Verse comic books when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the animated series. So I'm kind of familiar with the character. And, like, there was no reason that this had to be, you know, a clusterfuck that it ended up being. There was a story to be told there. Like, you could have actually done something. And
they failed. I think,
like, you know, thankfully, as Josh said, like, don't spend any money on this. And I didn't, because I would have hated it pretty much. I was like, the movie was fun. It's good enough, but, you know, at the same time, you know, fun to a degree, not all that fun, you know.
Yeah, but it's, I enjoyed, like, moments.
But that's mainly because I enjoy most of the things that I watch, and even then, like, this wasn't really that enjoyable.
Yeah, and for you to say that, given what your normal batting average is, that's impressive. I just kind of wonder too. Like, they seem to be, you know, if they're desperate for a Spider-Man tie to all these side movies, like, Garfield actually wants to do that. So, like, I don't understand why they wouldn't just do that. You know, like, I keep hearing, for example, that this Venom 3 that's coming is supposed to be a multiverse movie, and they claim he's actually finally going to fight Spider-Man, and it's got to be Garfield. Like, I don't see what else they would do. Unless they're gonna.
Here's the thing, like, if you want to bounce off Venom,
I mean, they're
like,
calling it Venom the Last Stand.
The first Venom was great, but it's like, and then the second Venom, they were gonna bring one in to do Carnage. And, like, when they teased that, I was like, dude, like, the film was great. Second one, they're bringing Wood in, it's gonna be amazing. And it's like, I walked out of the movie, wow, you know, they had its moment, but in general, it was a bad movie. And it's like,
yeah, pretty bad.
I want to look forward to the three, but like their track record, you know, I'm not a fan of. I don't see them doing a good job.
What were you saying there, Josh? What was the last thing you said, Josh?
I said that that Venom 2 was terrible.
No, I mean, you had mentioned something about Venom 3. Was it the subtitle?
Oh, it's called Venom 3, The Last Dance.
Oh. Venom's going to fight Michael. Okay. No, that's awful. Why?
Yeah. Because they're trying to make it like Venom is gay, and they're doing like this whole like gay character angle thing.
So yeah, that's...
Like, Venom's gonna be a fucking Broadway dancer or some shit.
Why? Yeah, and I mean, we're also going to be graced with Kraven the Hunter this summer, I think.
No one's seeing that. Absolutely no one will see that movie.
I will admit, I was intrigued by the first trailer, at least. I know it's going to be a piece of shit, because that's what they do. And they're going to try to make, like, I'm sure it's going to try to make Kraven the Hunter into, like, the eco-hero or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, but I do like Aaron Taylor Johnson, so there's at least that. I don't expect it to be very good. I'm not sure who the villain would be in a Kraven movie, just because Kraven should be the villain. So I'm not sure who the villain would be. I'm sure they don't know. I'm sure that's the problem.
And the worst part of it all is, like, I'm still going to go watch the movie. You are going to do it too, you know?
No, I also
thankfully, I'm busy with work, so I'm not going to pay for it because I'm going to wait for it to come out and I can watch it.
It might come out the weekend of the convention, so I don't know if I'll get to it right away, but I got to see what
happens. Yeah, but like you're eventually going to watch it. Same thing, same way I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Corey and I were asking.
Going to be back.
Corey asked me this the other day, or yesterday after we watched this thing. He's like, what would it take for Sony to just go to Marvel and say, like, hey, look, we can't do these anymore because everything we do sucks. Just take this back.
They would never because they want to keep the rights.
Right, but they're willing to keep crapping out all these subpar movies just to do that? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Absolutely. They make money on these movies.
So the whole thing is what? They just need the Miles Morales movies and the Venom movies to make money, and then the rest of them can just be write-offs, I guess? Or
yeah, exactly. It's one big scam, and they're keeping Marvel from, you know, their quote-unquote full potential, although Marvel don't have it anymore, so.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows what's going on?
I guess now it just shows that Sony has incentive to keep that deal going. Because, you know, I'm not sure they have shown, at least with current leadership, that they can make these Spider-Man movies anymore and not have them suck. But yeah, I just, you know, if not that I think they would do a second Madame Web movie, but if you're going to for some reason, or if she's going to show up somewhere, please just don't have it be Dakota Johnson. Just please recast Dakota Johnson. That's all I ask. If you're going to have this character show up somewhere else, just have it not be her at all. Because she's... Did I die? No, but you're killing me inside, please. Please stop. So, yeah, I mean...
At least it wasn't as bad as Argyle.
No, Argyle was actually worse. But Argyle was worse because... I mean, not that this isn't... Not that this movie isn't insultingly dumb, but I almost felt like Argyle starts off well. Like, the first half hour, 45 minutes actually wasn't that bad, and then it just becomes insultingly stupid, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. This at least kind of knew what it was and starts off at insultingly stupid and just kind of stays there. I was actually, I came into this with the intent to, like, at least make some argument that, yes, it is bad, but at least it's kind of, you know, or at least, like, the bones of something decent are in there. But as we're talking through it, I realize you guys are right, and it's just total garbage. I mean, it's, again, it's honestly, not the worst thing I saw this year.
I went into it hoping I would like it, you know? I mean, it's my whole thing, you know, open mind, keep the expectations low. But it's like, and I started off, and I was like, okay, it's like, what are you doing here? No, that didn't work. That didn't work. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, and again...
I still... For all this bad stuff and whatever, it's like, I still enjoyed the movie, but it wasn't all that fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there were some... You know, I liked some of the... The vision sequences were shot well. Like, I found some of those to be, at least on a base level, visually interesting. But, you know, aside from that, like, I don't know. And I guess, yeah, the other thing was, like, with Ezekiel having these visions of these three girls throwing him out a window or whatever it was, like, how shitty were his powers if he, you know, completely missed, like, what was going to kill him, but everything he was doing was motivated by, like, yeah, these three girls are going to kill me. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And then Dakota Johnson's line reading of that moment that's supposed to be, like, the big, like, I am Iron Man moment or whatever, and she's confronting Ezekiel on that platform, and she's just like, those girls were never what your fate was. I am. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Like, oh my god, it's a cure for insomnia, this movie. I don't know. So yeah, that was Madam Web, I suppose. Yeah, hopefully Kraven the Hunter will be passable compared to this.
Hope so, but I'm not expecting it.
No, and we do have another Sony produced product coming very soon that a couple of us will be seeing. I know Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which I actually am kind of excited for compared to this. You know, at least it looks like they're going to go the sequel route on Afterlife, and it doesn't look like it's going to be Viggo the Carpathian, cuz I thought they would do that and just do like the legacy sequel thing again. And it looks like the OGs are going to have bigger roles this time around. So, you know, I liked Afterlife just fine, but maybe this one will be the next step up from that at least. And I'm excited to see Patton Oswalt and Camilla Nanjiani involved with this. You know, so hopefully there'll be some positives there. And I know a couple of us want to see it.
You know what sucks?
Has no release.
Not only it's not getting released. I don't know when I'm going to see it. And it's like, there's no announcement for it. There's nothing.
You would think that's a pretty big one just to let pass.
Yeah.
How did Afterlife? I wonder, maybe Afterlife didn't do that well over there and they don't really care?
No, Afterlife came. That's the thing. Like, you know, it came out, like, I think... Something, I don't know if I'm doing the description for it, but I talked to my buddy who works at cinema, and he's like, there's certain stuff, the distribution is just not getting picked up immediately, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's...
Yeah, that's...
And it's not, it's like, I think the way it works is, like, our cinema has some sort of arrangement with the distribution people or whatever, and those deals get honored normally, and this is like
the
company that distributes the movie in Europe is actually part owner of the cinema group that I'm actually watching movies in, and that's the movie that they're not showing immediately upon a release. So it's not like some far off, we don't have a deal with them movie that we're not seeing. Like, we own the movie theater and the distribution rights, and we're not showing in the movie, which is like mind-boggling.
Yeah, I wonder, is that because you think they might just drop it at some later time when there's not as much out, or...
No, Is it's not about like watching or watching Netflix. Cause, I mean, I was driving it, but I'm gonna like it's not even like usually you can go to the movie theater's website and be like see what announced movies are. Then you're gonna get like a drop date for wherever they're gonna drop it. It's like it's not even right there, and I have certain like blockbusters up to like September. I know when they're coming, the bigger movies. I don't think we have like right, classic blockbusters anymore. It's like I know what's coming from the big movie aspect until like September, and it's nowhere on the list. And it's like, yeah,
that's too bad.
I'm thinking I'm gonna see like they're probably gonna release it in like a month, two or three. Even though I'm thinking it's 3 hours, three months. Sorry, that's how long it takes.
Yeah.
Like there was a
European box office.
Josh would know because he watches horror movies. But there was like a Christmas horror movies with gnomes, and they didn't release until like late February here.
And that's
and I think movie was out like Christmas November, movie. December. So it's like it's crazy, you know. Oh, and you would think like it's Ghostbusters, you know. It's like not an indie movie or whatever. You know, it's supposed to be a pretty big movie, and nope, we're not showing it.
I do have to say, rarely do I call out many things that Brendan says because he's usually pretty knowledgeable about a lot of things. But I thought it was funny when he was like, you know, because Justin and I were talking about Frozen Empire, and he was just like, and we were talking about how that was going to be something that was going to take a chunk of money away from Dune or whatever. And he was just like, nobody cares about the new Ghostbuster shit. And Justin and I were just like, have you met anyone over the age of 35? Like, really? Have you met any men who grew up in the 1980s? Are you kidding me?
Dude, I would have to figure out how much money Afterlife actually made. Because I honestly can't remember. Okay. Because I think it was a decent chunk. I think it was a good money thing. Like money wise, it was pretty good. But like when they brought Spangler back, you know, when they brought Spangler back, who passed away at that point, like I cried. I'm not even ashamed to admit it. Like, that movie was great for
me. We all talked about that on the because like, we did podcast. I think
you don't like. Yeah, they changed up. They changed up some stuff, whatever. But like at the crux of it, at the center of it, I think they kept like what those posters were about, and they hit that dynamic for me. Like I love that movie.
Didn't make a lot. Maybe that's why. Okay, I mean, worldwide.
What did he make?
Worldwide 204. That's not good.
Oh wow, that's.
And I'm actually.
Well, I mean, but you're still getting a new one. So it's like, you know, they're obviously a recognizable brand.
And I'm guessing it was made for less than you would think. Just because I would think if it only made that much, they wouldn't do another one unless it was the. Oh, they made it for 75.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not huge, but. You know, 70,
yeah,
204, this, 205.
It's 21. You know, it's still
back when
COVID-ish when it came out. So,
I actually went to theaters. We weren't going to theaters for much at that point.
I saw it in theater as well. So it's like,
My hope is that'll be good. We're also going to be backing up the Deadpool thing by a week probably because we just did this now. So. We'll get to the Deadpool thing in a couple of weeks, but we're still going to do that. And then I assume at some point closer to when they actually start to announce, like, whenever the Marvel Cinematic Universe X-Men movies are coming, we'll start doing the old X-Men stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks for joining me for this, boy. This was fun. I was trying to think of some tagline we could throw out. This movie, but I don't really have one.
No, we don't have one. Yeah.
No. I mean, did I die? Maybe? I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I don't know. Ugh. Yeah. Hopefully the next thing we do will be better than this. Although it was kind of fun to rip apart something shitty. We haven't done that in a while.
Nope.
So, all right. I'll get this up by Thursday or so, as we usually do. So, later.
See ya.